it's a great, like, and it's a great honor for both of us. It's a very historical night for me and my wife, because this is happening for me for the first time that I'm reading my English poetry. I haven't done this. It's only because of Sir Paul. I would give every credit to him that it is because of him. He encouraged us, he actually guided us, and he mentored us so well that we were able to produce something like that. So, if you have to endure any of this, then it is because of him. These are three poems, actually, my efforts. So I would not call them poems or something like that, but my efforts. So, what I have felt while coming from Pakistan and seeking asylum over here in Ireland, and while staying in the asylum accommodation and enduring that lengthy process of asylum. So all of these three poems actually highlight those things. So first of all, we start from the first poem, and it is not titled, so. Trying to hold the run of time is not an effort worth a dime. It will fly so swiftly away, the whole of life would look just as time. It was the peak of my career when I was hit by this spear. Solid reality hits you hard. My life lost all its rhyme. Trying to hold the scattered threads into which my life has been shred looks a totally invisible task. I feel buried under grime. Don't know what to, how to do, which god I should kowtow to bring life back from the turn it took to the blissful, glorious prime high time. Doing all I think and can do, pull it hard and pull back too, from the pits my soul has sunk into, is not a story for bedtime. Asad has said it as it is, his savage, brutal realities. It's up to you what to believe. He put his heart out this one time. This is the first one. And the second one is about the lengthy process of asylum. So when we seek asylum in Ireland, so the procedure is very long, and our file stays in the cabinet of the justice officer, and we stay in the hostel. And earlier we were not allowed to do any kind of work, and we didn't have any kind of permission a little while ago. Now we have right to work, limited right to work. So it is with regard to that. A file in the cabinet of the justice officer. I was a human when I came to Ireland for asylum, to be dealt like a human by other fellow human. But now I feel no more the same, lying in my hostel, feeling low and lame. Just like a file, it is the very same in the cabinet of the justice office. I am no more than a file. I have a lot in my heart and a lot more in my mind. But what is written in that file is all that gonna compile. The threads of my life, as they depend on that file. If something is missing from it outright, it does not count in a refugee's plight. The file has it all, as they say. Whatever they say, I have to abide. My mouth is shut, my hands are tied, feeling as if no one is standing by my side. How can a person make up his mind while relaxing at tables behind? Just from the file that is lacking love, feeling, sense and a mind. One who is just sitting behind the soulless walls of justice office cannot picture the pain I feel. To his conviction, it's not real. It's just a story. It's just lies. I'm just a file. And the last one, but not the least one, it is the expression of my love for everybody here, for everybody in Ireland, for everybody in Cork, and specifically for everybody in Cork. So, so it is dedicated to all of you. I felt quite alone when I first came here. I seemed to be lost in here and there. God came to me and whispered in my ear, "No worries, bhai, we are a family here." I came heartbroken with holes in my soul, a burden on my chest, having lost life's goal. God took care of my broken self, healed my wounds, and made me a whole. Thanks a million, dear, and no worries, bhai. Two bad phrases, my ears came by. None looked at my color or my faith. People said to me, "No, you are our guy." My lifelong struggle seemed to lose all meaning. How my people made me feel very demeaning. My talk was hushed, my pen was shushed. It feel as if no, the whole world is listening. Cork is my love, it's my romance. The streets of Cork are full of fairies dance. Have a peg of whiskey or a can of beer. It's the only way, dear, to see the fairies dance. Once you're in Cork, you would not feel dark. It would leave on you an unforgettable mark. Asad has this plan to make it quite stark. Never ever think to leave the brink of God. And thank you.